What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we have another page in the book of Behind Closed Marital Doors. The dark secrets behind the facade of the quote-unquote perfect image that so many married couples try to project to the public. Now, this article is hot off the presses as it was published on the 20th of May. Leighton Mann allegedly confesses to quote unquote thinking of terminating his wife and in-laws days before the triple termination. If this guy said he was already thinking about doing this, yeah, there were definitely some dark things going on behind those marital doors. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The Leighton man accused of offlining his wife and her parents before calling 911 and posting on Facebook reportedly told authorities he had been quote-unquote thinking of doing this a few days ago, according to the probable cause affidavit. This guy pulled a hat trick. He took care of her and the parents. So yeah, he completely took out that bloodline. Jeremy Lake Bailey, 34, was arrested after allegedly shooting three family members and three of their four dogs in their home near 1800 East Gentile Street on Friday, May 19th. Why the dogs? What did the dogs have to do with this? But, like I always say, there's a reason for everything that happens. Authorities said around 9:45 a.m., Bailey called dispatch to report, quote unquote, there will be a termination / self-termination, and provided his address. He allegedly told police multiple times on the phone that the victims were already deleted, reportedly saying that he had terminated them around 20 minutes prior. Police said Bailey called dispatch again when police arrived to tell authorities he was leaving the house to be taken into custody. He then reportedly complied with all police commands and was arrested without incident. Authorities then swept the home, reportedly finding the victims and the deceased dogs in multiple areas of the house. On the upstairs level, police reported finding one deceased victim in each of the three rooms. The victims have been identified as his wife, Anastasia Stevens, and her parents, Becky and Donald Stevens, who were visiting. Like I said, gentlemen, this guy pulled a hat trick. Around the same time, Bailey first called the police. He also reportedly posted through his wife's Facebook account, and the post read, quote unquote, massacre, self-deletion. Jeremy Bailey just terminated everyone. Becky Stevens, Don Stevens, and three of the four dogs, 1832 East Gentile Street, Leighton. The post received dozens of comments from friends and families and loved ones reaching out, many of them asking which Anastasia to call them so that they would know if she was safe and if the post was true. Earlier in the day, police said one of the victims had sent a message to a therapist saying, quote unquote, "I think we may have a very real problem," according to the affidavit. The message reportedly said that they uncovered something and it was, quote unquote, really bad, like scary. "I think it may be time for legal interference." What could that have been if that was true at all? The victim also reportedly told the therapist that they could not talk because Bailey was still in the house. Police said Bailey told them he had stored his guns in a friend's garage because he was, quote unquote, thinking of doing this a few days ago. He reportedly found another gun he had forgotten about that belonged to one of the victims on the day of the shooting. Police found evidence of him purchasing ammunition around 9 a.m. that morning. While in custody, police said they overheard Bailey say, quote unquote, "I can't believe I did it," in a quote unquote excited way. Now, gentlemen, I want to focus in on that when I finish this article, because that right there is eerie, but not in a way that people would think it is. He also reportedly said he would rather have the death penalty than live his life in prison, and asked if a firing squad will still be an active punishment. Bailey was booked in the Davis County Jail, facing 3 counts of aggravated termination and 3 counts of felony discharge of a firearm, both first degree felonies. He also faces 3 counts of aggravated, cruelty to animals, a misdemeanor. Well, once again, gentlemen, you never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, obviously a burner, gotta give that one a 5. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this one a 20 because he took out the bloodline. He took out the father, the mother, and their daughter. So, yeah, got to give him a 20 on that one. And for the brutality factor, I was going to give him a 20, but since he took out the dogs, I got to drop that one to a 15. So, Jeremy, Judge Burner Bailey gets a score of 50. Now, I want to go back to that certain phrase. They said that Bailey said, "I can't believe I did it." That right there, gentlemen, is key. Obviously, there were some going-ons behind those doors that drove that man to finally put the mask on. People want to sit back and say, well, men who do this, you know, they're monsters. There's no reason. No. The only thing in this existence that is spontaneous is combustion. Everything else has a chain of events. Now, the woman owned some sort of dog business. Who knows? Maybe he found something that was not in good standing. Now, of course, they're going to try to point it and say, well, you know what? Maybe he just flipped out. No, No. I may have been born at night, but I was not born last night. He found something. Now, of course, with the Facebook messages, they want to try to throw it off or throw people off the trail and make it seem like he was the one in the wrong. No. Mm-mm. My spider senses are saying he found something and the parents are going to try to cover it up for her. However, like I said, we don't know the gory details, but usually when something goes down like this, there's definitely something in the background, the story behind the story that the lamestream media will never report. Gentlemen, what do you think was going on in the background? Give me your best guess. Me personally, they didn't have any children, so I'm gonna say maybe he found some shady business deals. That's just my best guesstimate. But like I said, in the end, he decided to pull a hat trick. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think the motivation was behind Mr. Bailey putting on that mask? My humble opinion, he found something shady in the business deals. And of course, the parents, they might have been trying to cover for their daughter. Just saying. Well, like I said, let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who think that things are always going to be okay, you're always going to be protected by this invisible shield of society. I need you to understand this clearly. The power you think you have by this quote unquote society, that's going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to restrain themselves, that's going out right along with it. Trust and believe. When a man is pushed too far, he might decide, you know what? I'll go ahead and go in the cage, but I'm going to put you in the box. This guy, he decided to pull the hat trick. Not only did he take out his wife, but the root of the problem as well. That's right, his in-laws. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.